What were they impressed with?
I think just with the content, you know, and just student responses. So, all right, so welcome to the third SHAC committee meeting for the 21-22 school year. Today we have four things on our agenda. Today is March the 24th, 2021. And so we're going to start out by just asking Mrs. Stafford if she wouldn't mind kind of giving a summary of the vaping assembly. We discussed having some nurses from Lubbock come out and present information. We had heard that it was really good information. So have her kind of give a summary. Parents and other staff members, if your parents or if your children came home and visited with you about it, please share comments and input. So Ms. Stafford.
Well, something came up, so I wasn't able to go. But I had several teachers say that was like probably one of the best assemblies we've had. And then I've had kids and parents both say that they heard from their kids really good things. And then students say that some of the things that they presented, they didn't realize and was new information for them. So they were kind of shocked. So I think it was overall really good.
I know principals reported to the board and to Mr. Rao. They felt the same way. They felt like the feedback that they received was good. Felt like that some of the information was attention getting to the students in regards to what the medical field sees when teenagers come into the emergency room or people come into the emergency room with vaping related, symptoms or consequences or whatever. So I feel like that they were pleased with that as well. Did any of you hear from your children at home about it? Or
Carter told me something about some drugs. But I I'd never even heard it. And they showed me a video of the guy like runs through the back of a car and it's some really potent.
Oh yeah, Vance was talking about that. Is that the same assembly?
Hookah, or that's not what it's called, but some kind. Like, I never heard of it, but okay. It's really potent, and, like, you have these crazy accidents that would normally kill you. I'm sure in a few hours they are, but.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if that was the same one or not.
Yeah. I don't know. So. I think overall, just continuing to bring awareness to our students and our staff about vaping, the consequences of that, and, just trying to continue to educate and inform has kind of been our philosophy, which leads into Casey. We visited at our last meeting, had some recommendations about maybe the school looking into purchasing some vape detectors to put, throughout the campuses, maybe in some hot spots, places where students may tend to congregate and vape. And so I visited with Mr. Rao about that, and he visited with campus administrators, and they actually presented that to the board at the March school board meeting. Board had some very productive, very good conversation about vaping, vape detectors, about vaping issues at school, how to best address that, what would be a way to deter students from participating in vaping. I think the overall consensus or summary of that conversation was they felt like the detectors would may be a deterrent up front, but then kids are smart enough to know what's going on with that and find some other places to gather or whatever. So they had some productive conversation about adding vaping to our drug testing policy and tying consequences to vaping into the drug testing policy. So right now, I feel like that is that Mr. Stevens is working on that and implementing that, looking on pricing, for that changes the price of your drug testing and your drug testing program. So I firmly believe that is the direction that the district is going to take, is to add that to the drug testing policy, to our actual drug testing, and then provide some of those interventions that we do for alcohol, drugs, etc., to the vaping if, let's say, a student tested positive for that. So they're doing some research into that. And I believe over the summer, Mr. Stevens will make a presentation to the board about that and changes to the drug testing policy. So information was very well received. Conversations were had about, hey, vaping, you know, is that an issue? What have we done? They know that there has been lots of education, information being poured into the students. And so they felt like this might be just the next level or way to address, address that situation. So
will the drug testing be testing for nicotine?
That's what I was wondering.
I'm not sure, and I think that's part of the research that Mr. Stevens is working with the drug testing company. Like, what specifically do you test for? I think in his presentation, if I recall correctly, he had visited with the drug testing company, and I think there is a way to test for whatever, maybe some of those common chemicals or whatever are in the vaping. So I don't know if it's nicotine. I really am not sure, Casey. So if you see him out and about or something, you may be able to ask. I feel like we'll know more when we approve that in our drug testing policy and review all those consequences with the drug testing, what exactly it is that you're testing, that you're testing for. But it is illegal for students to have on them and to be purchasing and to be partaking in at school, just like drugs or alcohol are. So I felt like again, very productive conversation. Thank you for that recommendation. And I think they're just going to try to take it, a step further. And I don't disagree with kind of the mentality about you put a detector up. That goes, it will not take them long to figure out what you're looking for, what you're doing. So a way to maybe bring some therapeutic help and assistance and awareness to those students that maybe test positive to that. So thank you for that recommendation and bringing that forth. So that's the update on the request for vape detectors. Part of our responsibility as the School Health Advisory Council is to review our wellness plan. And then every 3 years, we have to do a triennial evaluation of our wellness plan. So what I've provided for you today is I have given each of you a copy of what the local wellness plan, just the overall review of the plan looks like. It's this document, it's this little checklist document. So in all of that, as we reviewed the plan at the end of last year, we looked at it again at the beginning of this year. What I did is just kind of coordinated our wellness plan to this document and went through and just looked at the checklist to see, does our plan cover all of the requirements? And so I want you to take this document home and the copy of the wellness plan that I have provided for you. Please double check. I've just noted pages where you can find the information that is required. We did not make really any major changes to our wellness plan last year. So with that being said, I think that information has just remained stable over the years. So this is where you can find the review information or the checklist for the information that we need to be reviewing. And then I've given you a copy of the wellness plan if you want to take that and look at it. So I feel like we have covered the required components through statements, through goals, through actions that we take here at the school. So if you want to take a look at that, please do. And that is our review checklist. The other responsibility that the SHAC committee has is we are required every 3 years to do an evaluation of the wellness plan. And so that document looks a little different. I have provided you with a copy of the triennial evaluation. It looks like this. So this is a pretty standard triennial evaluation. We have used this evaluation through the last two audits that we have been through for food service. And like Carol says, not everything on here is food service responsibility, but it comes through that audit. We have not had any notations or dings on our wellness plan or on our triennial evaluation. So I've kept this document the same. What I would ask for you to do before our next meeting, I wanted to provide you with a copy of this so that you can review the wellness plan as well as what goes into this triennial assessment and look at the yes, no questions, review those. I have given you a copy of what Our 21-22 wellness policy also reflects. Come back to our next meeting and ask questions, verify the yes and no's, and we'll complete that evaluation at our next meeting. And then that will really be at our next meeting. That will be our fourth meeting for the year, and so we'll just conclude with a review of this, answer any questions that you may have about this, and if we need to go back and look review the wellness plan, we certainly can talk about any changes or revisions that we need to make to that, and then just wrap up our year at that meeting. So any questions? Those were just the four things that I have for today. Just like I said, the information on the vaping assembly, the vape detector update, reviewing the wellness plan, and then the triennial evaluation. I know there's a little bit of homework if you so choose. Any questions about any of that? These are just required responsibilities of our committee. So moving on to scheduling our next meeting, I know that we have our district track meet here in Sterling City on April the 14th. I believe that the scratch meeting is going to start at 9 and field events start at 10. I was hoping that parents that have kids participating would be up here. Can we schedule that meeting for 9 o'clock? Again, we're going to, there will be opportunity to ask questions about the wellness plan review, about the triennial evaluation. I will have a letter, work with Alice on a letter that we present to the board that has a summary of what we participated in and that we had our four meetings, and so we can review that. The meeting will be relatively short. I'm not expecting maybe 10 or 15 minutes in regards to our final meeting for the year. Would that date work for everyone?
I think so.
We can schedule it.
Yeah. We will schedule it and then go for it. Pencil it in on your calendar, and we will shoot for April the 14th at 9 o'clock, and then we'll go from there. If the majority can't meet, then we will reschedule. So that concludes our meeting.